Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Abby. Is your friend being the a-hole or not?
Yep. So I have this guy friend that always comes to me for girl advice. Anytime he's got a new lady, I'm the girl that he hits up. And so a couple weeks ago, he was telling me that he was going to go on a week full of dates. He had like four girls he wanted to go out with. He was ready to just knock them out. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
So he ends up going out with this one girl on like Tuesday. And he's like, oh my gosh, this girl's amazing. Let's call her Rebecca. We'll call her Tracy. He's like, oh my gosh, Tracy's amazing. So Wednesday comes around, he's supposed to go out with a girl named Emily. And he's like, Abby, I'm going to cancel on Emily because I had such a good time with Tracy last night. I don't even think it's worth going out with Emily anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, okay, maybe if you had done this a couple of days ago, that would have been fine, but it's the day of. If I'm a girl and I think I have a date tonight, mm-hmm. I've done all the things to get ready for a date. I've spray tanned. I've done the full body shower. I picked out an outfit. I've cleared my night for you. And so for you to cancel the day of, I think is so rude.
Some knowledge here real quick as a sidebar just for a second. So on average for you, if you are going to go out on a date, how much time do you prepare before going out on said date?
Minimum 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yes, just okay. To look like a normal human.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm like an alien showing up.
3 hours.
So he's like, but the thing is, like, I'm going out with Tracy later this week, and it's starting to feel like if I just go out with Emily, it's going to feel like a pity date because I wasn't really all that interested in Emily to begin with. Mm. So I feel like I'm just doing her a favor by canceling the date beforehand. And I'm like, I think you should just go on the date. Like, it's Wednesday. It is the day of the date. If you cancel, you're just going to look like an a-hole.
Does the time matter? If it's the day of, like, what if you cancel first thing in the morning?
No, I still think
still
it's rude.
No grace?
Yeah, I still think it's rude. To cancel the day of a date, mm-hmm. I think it's inconsiderate, for sure.
Hmm. I'm going to look at this practically, which I know is not realistic. Okay. Is it Emily who's getting bailed on?
Emily's getting bailed on.
Emily.
For Tracy.
Sorry, Emily. But if Emily doesn't have a real shot with this guy anyway, and his head is somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
isn't he just wasting her time and wasting his time by spending the hour to get there, the hour of conversation? She never has a shot. I think I would rather you, maybe because I'm more time conscious now, I'd rather know, bail on me in the morning if I have no chance in the afternoon.
So here's my thing. I asked him to send me a photo of all these girls because I'm like, I want to know what we're working with. And he shows me a picture of Tracy. He shows me a picture of Emily. And Emily, objectively, the hottest out of all of them. And so I'm like, well, you at least got to give her a chance. If she's like a 10. I'm like, you're going to bail on Emily, the 10? Like, you have no idea. Like, the way people text and message over Bumble, it's never the same as where they are in person. So you could be saying no to your future wife just because you had like a good time with Tracy. Tracy could dump you next week. You might need a backup at the very least.
There is an old cliche that I've heard guys use before, and it's men very rarely marry the prettiest woman that they've ever gone out with.
Okay.
I think that's probably true most of the time. I would think so.
Okay.
I don't think he's an a-hole for canceling because things happen, but I can see why you can make the argument that he's an a-hole for why he had to cancel. Because, I mean, to think you can go on 4 dates in a week to me.
That's tiring.
Bruh. Like, I can't imagine. Like, one of them, you're not going to make it to. Like, chances are. So for that reason, I think he's an a-hole.
But put yourself in like 23, 24-year-old headspace, not the dude, you're mid-30s That's now, fair. And you got 4 different projects, and time to you right now is just so spread. Spread out.
So 4 dates in 1 week? Even at 23, I don't know if I had it in me.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have had it in me.
He was like, it's a numbers game. If I go out with 4 of these girls, like, the odds are at least one of them is going to be enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And he was right. By Tuesday, he was already half in love with Tracy. And so my advice to him, I was like, do not cancel on the date, because the other thing is where he lives, it's a smaller community of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you go out with, if you cancel on Emily, I guarantee you, knows one of these girls that you're going to go out with in the future. Let's say it doesn't work out with Tracy. If you bail on Emily and all of a sudden Emily's friend matches with you on Bumble, I guarantee you, if she sends a photo of you to the group chat, Emily's going to go, uh-uh. He canceled on me day of. That's a total a-hole. And now you've like halved your chances of dating in the city.
Okay, so you would rather, if this situation was you, you're going to go out with a dude and you know you really got no shot at date number 2, right? Even though you get ready, you would still want to spend that time with him and then never hear from him again.
But that's my point. He doesn't know that there's not going to be a second date.
His heart's not into it.
Yeah, and what if you're the girl, though? Like, you would still want to show up knowing that this guy didn't want to show up because he already had a thing for another girl?
Yeah, I'm going to make him suffer.
All right, that makes more sense.
Okay.
Hey, The Bird Show.